Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 38, overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Allura Lockwood. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The city of Emporia will collaborate with governmental assistance services to conduct a citywide random sample low to moderate income survey. Julio Flores has more.
Locally, Emporia's jobless rate climbed from 4.2% in January to 4.6% last month, while Lyon County went from 4% to 4.4%. Area-wide, Coffee County had the biggest jump and now has the highest unemployment rate at 5.7%. Chase County had a more modest increase to 43.2%. The Kansas Department of Labor says unemployment is at 3.8% across Kansas. I'm Lou Flores.
A lengthy road closure is underway. The Kansas Department of Transportation said a six-mile stretch of Kansas Highway 23 is closed from Walnut Avenue in Hoxie to County Road 70 South. To access Hoxie from Interstate 70, drivers should use U.S. Highway 283 or U.S. Highway 83 and then take U.S. Highway 24. The road won't open until late October. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture. Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's been a flurry of moves and countermoves from the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China, and now several tariffs and retaliatory tariffs are in place.
We now have an additional 20% tariff on all Chinese products. The 25% tariff put on Canada and Mexico on March 4th has been paused until April 2nd for USMCA compliant products. Canada's retaliatory tariffs that started on March 4th are still in effect and have been expanded in response to our new tariffs on steel and aluminum from all countries.
Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says there's certainly more back and forth to come.
The next big date we're tracking is April 2nd, and that's when the U.S. has said it will reveal and put into place its reciprocal tariff plan.
Learn more at fb.org/marketintel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services announced the award of a contract to Liberty Healthcare Corporation for the provision of a comprehensive Aging and Disability Resource Center System, or ADRC, which has been a longstanding resource supporting older adults and individuals with disabilities across Kansas. In this transition ensures continued access to vital information, referrals, and assistance for long-term services and supports. This contract award makes a shift in vendor management of ADRC operations. However, the program itself remains fully operational. The ADRC will continue to support the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services mission to foster an environment that promotes security, dignity, and independence for all Kansans. And Liberty will work to enhance the delivery of information and support, empowering individuals to make informed decisions about their long-term services and supports options. People of all ages, incomes, and disabilities can connect with the ADRC for comprehensive information and individualized counseling on the full range of available long-term services and support. Liberty will collaborate closely with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, local area agencies on aging, family and community supports, and other key stakeholders, and this partnership aims to ensure a seamless transition of ADRC functions with achieved shared goals, ultimately benefiting service recipients throughout the state. Beginning on June 1, 2025, individuals can access the ADRC through the existing toll-free number, website inquiries, and in-person visits to the main ADRC office or satellite locations. The Kansas Disability and Aging Services website will be updated with new information about the ADRC, including details on services, contact information, and resources, and visitors are encouraged to check regularly for the latest updates and information by visiting the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services website, kdads.ks.gov. For the 18th consecutive year, Fort Hays State University has been recognized for its investment in programs that improve the lives of veterans and military personnel, earning the 2025-2026 Military Friendly School designation from militaryfriendly.com. Institutions earning the Military Friendly School designation were evaluated using both public data resources and responses from a proprietary survey, and more than 1,800 schools participated in the 2025-2026 survey, with 830 earning special awards for going above the standard. Randy Atkins, the military admissions advisor of Fort Hays State University Online Military Connected Student Services, said every year they use this survey to evaluate, improve, and better Fort Hays State University and the way they take care of their military-connected students. The military-friendly program creates civilian opportunities for veterans and is the standard that measures an organization's commitment, effort, and success in creating sustainable and meaningful opportunities for the military community. Final ratings were determined by combining the institution's survey scores with the assessment of the institution's ability to meet thresholds for student retention, graduation, job placement, loan repayment, persistence or degree advancement or transfer, and loan default rates for all students, and specifically for student veterans. Military-connected students' benefits at Fort Hays State University include tuition assistance, Veterans Affairs benefits, Yellow Ribbon and in-state tuition, and scholarships. Students also have access to a military success module, specialized career services, and a dedicated military admissions advisor. You can visit the Military Connected Student Services page for more information at fhsu.edu/military. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 36, which increases the cap on the amount of money conservation districts can receive from the Division of Conservation and increases the amount of matching dollars the state can provide conservation districts. Under Senate Bill 36, the matching basis for state monies disbursed to conservation districts will be based on amounts allocated by the Board of County Commissioners for such districts. Kansas conservation districts have been a vital part of responsibly maintaining water supply and protecting against erosion for over eight decades. By ensuring these districts have the resources necessary to continue their important work, they're taking critical steps toward the future of agriculture in Kansas. This bill doubles the amount of money conservation districts can receive from $25,000 to $50,000 and makes matching dollars a $2 division contribution for every $1 from counties to match the funds allocated by county commissioners. In Nebraska news, at around 7:15 p.m. on Saturday, Seward County deputies responded to a crash near 252nd Road and Saltillo Road. After it was reported that a car left the road and crashed into a tree, causing the car to catch fire. The sole occupant of the vehicle was pulled from the car by Seward County deputies and a Nebraska State Trooper, and according to authorities, the driver was taken to Bryan West Medical Center in Lincoln with severe burns. However, due to the driver being a minor, their name will not be released by authorities. While getting the victim out of the car, three deputies suffered injuries, and all three retreated at Seward Memorial Hospital and released later that evening. The crash is still under investigation. 24-year-old Draven Haynes of Cozad appeared in Dawson County District Court on Friday for sentencing on a charge of child abuse resulting in the death of his infant son, Carson Haynes. And Dawson County District Judge Patrick King handed down the sentence of 70 to 100 years in prison, and Haynes received credit for 407 days served. Carson was 3 months old when he died at Children's Hospital in Omaha, and authorities in Dawson County said Carson's autopsy indicated the cause of death was blunt force head injuries. Dawson County court records show police were called to a Cozad residence on February 14, 2024, for an unresponsive baby, and the infant was taken to a hospital in Cozad where a CT scan determined he had a brain bleed, broken ribs, and burn marks. Carson was then transported to Children's in Omaha, where staff told police the injuries were caused by severe trauma and not from falling off of the bed as initially reported. Chief Deputy County Attorney Garrett Goodwin said Haynes had acknowledged slamming Carson to the ground when he was crying. However, the baby had also incurred severe burns at the end of January. Goodwin said Haynes and Carson's mother, Jasmine Hopkins, didn't get treatment for those burns because they didn't want the state to take their kids away. In late December, Carson's mother, Jasmine Hopkins, was sentenced on a felony child abuse charge resulting in injury, and she received 3 to 5 years after pleading no contest to the charge in October. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to stay focused, ditch the distractions, and just drive. Distractions come in many forms. Visual distractions take the driver's eyes off of the road, cognitive distractions take the driver's mind off of driving, and manual distractions take the driver's hands off of the wheel. And distracted driving can be dangerous. Preliminary 2024 Kansas data shows that 70 people were killed and more than 350 people were injured in crashes involving distracted driving. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said that distractions such as eating, applying makeup, reaching for objects, looking at scenery, daydreaming, and quite often texting take your attention off of the road and put the lives of other motorists, your passengers, and you at risk for injury or death. Drivers are encouraged to develop safe driving habits by putting their phone away and out of reach, activate the phone's Do Not Disturb feature, have your passengers handle navigation, texting, or phone calls, pull over to a safe location off of the roadway to make a call, text, adjust the radio, or do other things that take your hands off of the wheel and your eyes off of the road. Don't text or call someone you know is driving. It can wait. And passengers are also encouraged to do their part and speak up if the driver is not paying attention, to avoid riding with that driver in the future. It's important that everyone takes charge of their safety whenever possible. For more information on distracted driving, you can visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced on Wednesday that 6 grant programs serving victims of crime across Kansas are open for application. More than $2.4 million in grant funds were awarded last year from 6 state programs through the Office of the Attorney General, and the funds are used to assist local and state crime victims assistance organizations across Kansas in providing direct services to crime victims, as well as in developing prevention programs to address violence. Grant opportunities are open in programs that include the Child Exchange and Visitation Center Program, the Human Trafficking Victim Assistance Fund, the Crime Victims Assistance Fund, the State Protection from Abuse Fund, and the Child Advocacy Center Fund. More detailed information on the application process and criteria for each of the grant programs can be found at ag.ks.gov, and applications will be accepted through the grant management system located on the website, and all applications are due by May 2, 2025. The awards will be made this summer, and these grant programs are administered by the Attorney General's Victim Services Division and the Victims' Rights Coordinator. The Kansas Department of Transportation planned to begin work on a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 83 in Logan and Thomas counties Monday, March 31st. The project work involves a mill and overlay on 11 miles of the roadway beginning at the West U.S. 40 Junction in Oakley and ending approximately 8 miles south of the U.S. 24 Junction in Thomas County. Traffic through the areas where crews are actively working will be directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should anticipate possible delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed by the end of May, conditions permitting. Graveside services and interment for James Jim Stark, 75 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. this Saturday, April 5th, at the Orinoke Cemetery. And in lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Jim Stark Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date. Contributions can be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken leg or chef salad with whipped potatoes, country gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be sub sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 74 and breezy, with a south wind around 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 38 and a west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 40%. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 62 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of the forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, rain's likely mainly after 1 p.m., otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 51. On Friday, rain is likely, and it should be cloudy with a high near 50. On Saturday, there's a chance of snow before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 46. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 52. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with overcast and breezy conditions, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is southeast at 21 with gusts to 31 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.55. The dew point is 37 degrees and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Luck is on your side this March at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Save big on a 2015 or newer vehicle loan with rates as low as 5% APR. Treat yourself with a new vehicle or refinance your current vehicle loan from another lender. This offer ends March 31st, so don't delay. Let UNWFCU save you some green this spring. Special terms and conditions apply. Rates are subject to increase. NCUA insured. Equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Sporting Kansas City have mutually parted ways with longtime manager Peter Vermes, the club announced Monday morning. Vermes was the longest tenured head coach in MLS and one of the longest serving managers in global soccer, having taken the role in 2009. Kevin Zaginin has been named the interim coach after being an assistant on Vermes' staff. The decision followed Saturday's 2-1 loss at FC Dallas, which extended the club's winless streak to 13 games dating back to September of 2024. Sporting KC are currently last in the MLS rankings with a 0-win, 5-loss, 1-draw record. The club has missed the Audi MLS playoffs in two of the last three seasons, though they reached the 2023 postseason as Western Conference number 8 seed after overcoming a 10-game winless streak. To open the campaign, Vermes is the second MLS manager to leave his role this season after CF Montreal parted ways with Laurent Coutios last week. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Peanut on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.